But praise the Lord. I mean, I've been saved now about 10 years. Thank God, you know, and I was brought up in a Christian home. My mum and dad has been Christians for as long as I can remember. Our name knows me, mum and dad. And so people thought that, you know, because they're Christians, we would be Christians, you know. Which when I was a young lad, I was not, you know, as our name knows as well. I was, you know, I wasn't say I was wild, you know, but I'd done what I wanted to do, you know. And because people expect something of you, because my dad was a minister, because they expected you'd act a certain way, I wanted to go out of my way to let them know that I wasn't what they was expecting me to be, you know. I wanted to let them know that I want to be what I wanted to be. Now, you know, one day there was a man, and I went to a youth meeting. Went there just to be silly more than anything. You know, we used to sit at the back and take the mickey out of people, basically, you know. God forgive me for it, you know. But we used to do it, you know. And afterwards, there was a young fella there. His name's Tim. And, you know, God bless him. I love him now. But he used to capture me after every meeting, you know. And I hated him at the time, you know. He used to say to me, because everything I said to him, he opened the Bible and he destroyed my argument. Finished. I said to him, I'll get to heaven my way. He opened the Bible. He said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. I said, yeah, I said, that's all right. I said, but I'm not a sinner. He opened the Bible again. He said to me, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Oh, he's got me again. You know, listen. I said, listen, don't worry about that, you know, all that anyway. I carried on. But thank God we went to France. I went to a convention in France. And I felt the Lord speaking to me all the time, you know. And one night, my brother Aaron, he was witnessing to me. And it just clicked, and I thought, I felt the Holy Spirit was convicting me. And I gave my life to Jesus that night. And thank, you know, he helps me every day. You know, and I suffer with panic attacks badly. And I got in a very bad way one time. It's been about 8 years ago now. And I sat down and I thought that God left me, you know. And I prayed to God, because we all get dark times in our walk, don't we? You know, and I said to God, I said, if you're not going to heal me, then just take me. You know, that is what I prayed, you know. I said, because I can't go on anymore. I can't live this way, you know. And I said, I was scared to go anywhere. And my wife, she was my girlfriend at the time, you know, and I thought, what have I got, you know, I'm never going to have any children. I'm never going to be able to go anywhere, you know. But thank the blessed Lord, it's been 8 years ago, and I'm married, I have three children. I get up every day, I go to work, thank the Lord, which I couldn't do at the time. And he blesses me every day, you know, and I just want to encourage you to stay. Whatever the problem is, God's always there, you know, and he's always blessing, you know. The blessings are there, we just have to try, you know, try our best. And yeah, thank God for his love.